Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory, and together we are
the Romies.
We are married
to each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
In yesterday's episode, we gave you guys some updates on United Airlines, and now we want to give you some updates from American Airlines. So one of the things they're doing right now, they have reduced a lot of their flights, and this is probably obvious, but they have mostly domestic flights right now, so they're not really going to Europe much.
Well, not able to.
Yeah, they're just, you know, obviously
following. By the way, what is today's date?
Today's date is May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
We had
guacamole and salsa for dinner, and
oh,
I didn't even realize it was May 5th.
Wow.
Look at me.
We are so in tune with
awesome.
The universe.
Yep. And yesterday was May the 4th be with you, so.
Okay.
Would you hold this, please? Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good taco. Speaking of tacos and food, one of the things Americans are going to be doing in the future to, you know, most airlines are really concerned about our safety on board and getting into the plane and all of that. And so one of the things that Advantage is doing is...
That American is doing.
Yes. Advantage members.
There, yes.
Sorry. They are reducing their beverage service. So, and their food service and things like that. So,
American Airlines is reducing their beverage and food service.
What did I say?
I'm just clarifying because keep saying Advantage before that. It was confusing.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, they are. In order to, they say, for like safety and distancing purposes and whatever.
Yeah, just like, you know, reduce contact between people and things and all that. So, we're telling you that so that when you do fly, just remember it's a good idea to have your own
bring
bottle.
Bring your own snacks.
Bring your own snacks. Mm. Bring your own bottles of water. Well, you have to buy them once you go through security, but you'll need your own beverage and stuff like that. I have a clean canteen that is a travel thermos and that my awesome dad got for me. And I can put cold things in there. They stay cold. I can put hot things in there and they stay really hot. But sometimes I just use it as a water bottle, but it's just nice. It's really like tall and thin and I love having that with me. So it makes really great.
She fills it up in the water fountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually not water fountains. They're those filtered water things.
Well, sometimes they're not filtered. They just put out the fountain water in a way that you can fill a bottle. But it still kind of tastes like fountain water. Not that I'm a water snob, though I guess kind of maybe a little bit when I'm going to be drinking a lot of it. Anyway, yeah, you can bring your own water and bring your own snacks, especially if it's a long flight, cross country or something like that.
Yeah.
That's probably not a bad idea because I don't know how much they're going to reduce it, but it will be reduced.
Yes, and another thing that they are doing is they have a new requirement for all customers to wear masks during the flight, and that starts on May 11th.
Seems like everyone's doing that.
I don't know. I haven't read everybody's, but
well,
American
didn't United
Airlines.
Do it? We talked about United, and I think American's now doing it.
No, United is their staff. They're making their staff wear masks.
Oh.
They did not say that they are requiring customers.
So it's American. That's why I read that. So yeah, I guess American's requiring.
It's good
customers
we're doing
to wear them now.
Podcasts for each airline, so help keep it all straight. So don't confuse people.
Although it's good to carry one with you because they might at any moment move to that. They don't have to tell you. Right?
Right.
Just be required. So, like we said, today is, what's the date again?
May 5th.
May 5th, yes.
So,
as of today.
As of today. And everything will change, of course, but these are what we know right now. Once it's stabilized,
yeah,
you know,
all
things
all this will change. Kind
normalize.
Of go back to the new normal, if you will.
Yeah. For the moment, they are also are no longer checking pets. So, you won't be able to check a pet, but if it's a carry-on pet that meets their certain requirements, then
as long as they fit in the overhead bin or under the chair in front of you.
If they're a carry-on pet or emotional support animal or a service animal, then if they meet the requirements, they can fly in the cabin.
All right. I guess Mozzie and Ellie are clear.
Yep. Clubs and lounges. So they have temporarily closed their clubs and lounges. And something fun that some of their staff has done is they've turned those club rooms into sewing circles so that their staff go in and, you know, can make masks and sew and all of that. So that's what they're doing with those, their Admirals clubs and things at the moment. But they, for those who pay for that service, there will be upgraded features, or
I think they're going to extend memberships and access also.
Yeah.
For those who are losing it now.
And they are going to extend the Advantage. Now I can say Advantage because we're talking
Advantage
about your frequent...
Elite Stat. Two things. They're making it easier to obtain Advantage Elite status this year.
Yeah.
And they're extending anyone who has it this year or gains it this year, they're extending it into early 2022. So, because, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future. And if the fall, this thing comes back, then it's going to be messed up again. I'm sure they'll extend it. But right now, they're making it easier to get it, and they're extending it into 2022. So that's cool.
So that's worth checking into. You know, if you're really close, there might be something easy to do. To get your status.
That's right.
Be elite if you're not already with the elite.
You want to go where the elite eat.
Yep, where the elite meet to eat. But now that's Magnolia Table.
Yes,
do you
where?
Know, do, you know, do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know where the elite meet to eat.
So, when I went to Baylor, when I went to Baylor in Waco, our restaurant was the Elite Cafe. And now
it's... And their theme was where the elite meet to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
And now...
Now it's Magnolia Table.
Because
Chip and Joe... Well, it's mostly Chip's restaurant.
Right?
So Chip and Joanna Gaines have made that... taking it over. So that's fun.
But we've not been there to eat yet.
Thumb. No, we only went to the sign.
It was cool looking.
We have a
outside
picture
we parked
with us.
In the driveway and talked about them.
Yep.
But we didn't get out of the car really that much. So we just talked about them.
Because they're cool.
Yeah.
So we hope you...
They need us in their lives.
Well, duh. Yeah. Yeah, they do. Because I learned that I grew up in the same areas as Chip. Albuquerque and Texas.
Both?
And we're both like redheaders. Ginger.
Wow.
Plus, we both went to Baylor.
It's like you guys are related.
Something like that.
Whew.
So yeah, I'm sure our paths are meant to cross at some point. Do you want to fly to Waco? Is that what you're saying? Do you want to get on American Airlines and fly to Waco?
Well,
babe?
We could. Yeah, we could. I'm an Advantage member.
See?
I don't have elite status, but maybe this year.
Maybe this year, but you'll have to come up with some essential travel to get you there. So
yes.
We'll have to work on that one.
Okay.
All right.
Essential travel.
In the meantime, everyone, stay home, stay safe, but
stay
be aware
healthy.
That airlines are doing all they can to make your future flights. And, you know, for those who do have to travel for necessary travel, they're making it as safe as possible. It'll be good.
Yeah, I like
everyone
the way
will
the,
be fine.
If we put a link to the video that the American Airlines exec gave, I like the way he ended it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and above all, what did he say? Serve each other or something like that. And I was like, yeah, cool.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Serve others, help others. So.
And their motto is to care for people in life's journey.
That's right.
And
maybe that's what he said. Care for others. I bet that's what he said.
Yes, and us as the Romies, we're all about life's journey. So.
That's right. So stay safe. Stay healthy, and above all, eat well. Care for others. Okay, see y'all later. Bye.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.